So amid this impasse over coronavirus relief, there were also some new developments today on another major issue, the security of this November's elections. A top U.S. intelligence official, William Evanina, released a statement that details the intelligence community's current assessment of potential foreign interference. Evanina raised concern about the ongoing and potential activity by China, Russia, and Iran. On Chinese influence, he said intelligence agencies assess that China prefers that President Trump, whom Beijing sees as unpredictable, does not win re-election, and that Russia is using a range of measures to primarily denigrate former Vice President Biden. In a follow-up statement, the two leaders of the Senate Intelligence Committee, that's Republican Marco Rubio and Democrat Mark Warner, said that they, quote, encourage political leaders on all sides to refrain from weaponizing intelligence matters for political gain. So that's a lot to swallow late this afternoon. But Lisa, let me pick up with that. What do we see in the statement from the intelligence community that adds to what we already knew about the possibility of foreign interference in our election?
Talking to Hill sources, they point out that Evanina is not seen as political, but as someone who is almost an American patriot, a longtime civil servant. They also say this, Judy, Democrats say there's a difference between what China's doing and what Russia's doing, that Russia is acting on their capabilities more than China, Russia acting to take down Vice President Biden. One other note, Judy, though, both parties are worried that the American public's not ready for what may be ahead.
And Yamiche, in terms of the White House, what are they saying about this? Are they saying that they plan to take any particular steps to address it?
The White House today, officials tell me, are really focused on making sure that our elections are safe. They say they're not going to tolerate any sort of foreign interference and that they're working with all 50 states as well as social media companies to keep the elections safe. That said, President Trump has been loath to talk about election interference. First in 2016, when intelligence community said that Russia was interfering on his behalf, and now in 2020, when they say Russia is doing the same thing. The president instead has been focused on mail-in voting and saying that there's widespread fraud there, even though there is no evidence of that. So Democrats and critics of the president say he's not focused enough on this issue.
All right. Well, it certainly has raised a lot of questions, and I know both of you are going to continue to follow that as well as these the path forward on these negotiations over COVID relief. Thank you, Yamiche Alcindor, Lisa Desjardins. Thank you.
Sure thing.